Plus 49.
Bienvenidos to another edition of Plus 49. I am your host, Sigrid Arteaga, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. In this episode, we will be chatting with Philip Brügge from Ice Dippers. We even joined him for a chilly dip in the Schlachtensee, an experience I will never forget. Plus, we've got some of the latest updates from Berlin and beyond to keep you in the loop. This is Plus 49. This year, Germany witnessed an unprecedented surge in sick leave rates among its working population. Figures from the Techniker Krankenkasse, the nation's largest health insurance, revealed that from January to November 2024, insured workers were on sick leave for an average of 70.7 days. This marks a significant increase compared to 17.4 days in 2021 and just 14.1 days in 2019. The primary culprits? Respiratory illnesses like the flu, bronchitis, and cases of COVID. According to the TK spokesperson Jens Bass, the public's pandemic-era habits of self-isolation and social distances have persisted, with many feeling a responsibility to avoid spreading illnesses. This sense of caution is echoed in a survey. 74% of women and 67% of men admitted that they still steer away from crowded indoor spaces while unwell. Beyond cold and flu diagnosis, mental health issues such as depression were the second leading cause of missed workdays. This growing concern over mental well-being mirrors broader global trends as burnout and stress-related illnesses become more prevalent in demanding workplaces. But as 2025 approaches, the outlook remains challenging. The Robert Koch Institute has warned of an impending flu wave in early winter, with hospitals' admissions already climbing by 27% by the end of December. Similar patterns are reported across Europe, with neighboring countries like the UK seeing thousands of flu-related hospitalizations. To mitigate the impact, German health officials are urging vulnerable populations to get their flu vaccinations. The Standing Committee on Vaccinations has stressed the importance for those over 60, individuals with persistent conditions, and healthcare workers. This record high sick leave rates highlights an urgent need for workspaces to adapt, whether by fostering more supportive environments or encouraging health-conscious practices. As the nation grapples with these challenges, maintaining balance between productivity and well-being will be crucial in navigating the year ahead. Have you ever considered cold water swimming? If you have, you're not alone. This unique activity has gained popularity in recent years thanks to its numerous physical and mental health benefits. Swimming in cold water, especially in temperatures as low as 1 degree Celsius, is not just about endurance. It's about embracing a challenge that invigorates the body and the mind. The immediate shock of cold water triggers the release of endorphins, the body's natural feel-good chemicals, leading to an improved mood and reduced feeling of stress or anxiety. Over time, regular cold water swimming can strengthen the immune system as repeated exposure to the cold helps the body adapt and become more resilient. It also promotes better circulation by encouraging blood to flow to the vital organs, leaving you with a lasting feeling of warmth and vitality. But before you jump in, it is important to prepare. You can gradually acclimate yourself to colder temperatures by taking cold showers or dips in chilly water that can help your body adjust. Wearing appropriate gear like neoprene gloves and booties can also make the experience more comfortable, especially for beginners. Safety should always come first, so swim with a group or have someone on the shore to watch over you. Finally, don't forget to warm up properly afterwards, with layers of clothing and a hot drink to help your body recover from the cold. Cold water isn't just an activity, it's a community. Groups like Ice Dippers Berlin bring together enthusiasts who support each other, share tips, and celebrate the unique joys of invigorating practice. Whether you're looking for a way to boost your mood, connect with nature, or challenge yourself in a new way, taking the plunge might be just what you need. Today is our 30th episode, and that's why we're even more happy to have Philipp Brügger from Ice Dippers with us.
Hi, Sigrid. So glad that I'm being here on your 30th anniversary podcast and like to discuss about our activities at Ice Dippers.
I think for every international that is kind of scared or already looking into warm weather, the natural question is, why do you want to go into cold waters and swim there?
I mean, we can really talk for hours about this topic, but I try to keep it short as possible. I like to answer this question with the short phrase, like, if you don't go to the cold will come to you. And this is one of the reasons or something which motivates me to go ice dipping, to just to boost up my body, because there are several benefits there of being exposed to the cold to activate your body there. But this is one of several reasons I like to do ice dipping there. And basically, yeah, this is how I would answer this question in first place, but also several others there, because the Berlin winter, or winter in general,
it's awful.
Yeah, it's totally awful. And it's gray, cloudy weather outside. Our mood is way more down than usual. And then you really need to do probably the opposite to make things better. So you need to go to more colder places. And if you can't leave Berlin, just
get into the water.
Yeah, get into the water. Basically, this is the main motivation behind this crazy activity in first place.
So you're a big community that is going into the water. How many people and how does it Ice Dippers work?
So basically, Ice Dippers is a group of 5 people right now, which organizes these dip events there. Right now, we have 3 locations in Berlin. So we have the Plötzensee in Wedding, we have Altstralau in Friedrichshain, and we have the Schlachtensee down there in the southwest of Berlin. And every Saturday, we organize these dip events, which have a total right now 120 up to 150 participants. And this we are right now in general in year 7 right now. And over the years, more and more people came because they saw, okay, other people are going to the cold water, so it can't be that bad. Come on. And this is basically what it works. We start at the first weeks of November, going through the whole winter, no matter how worse the conditions are, and quit our season at the end of March or whenever it's just not cold enough anymore.
So, Philipp, Ice Dippers.
Yeah.
How would you say that the experience between Germans and internationals works?
I mean, first of all, at Ice Dippers, it's generally, we have really an international community. People coming from all over the world, and that you can see basically at our dip events. So mostly, of course, even though for Germans, it's like a really cool experience because you see so many people coming from all over the place and you hear mostly English than German. And for them, it's also something kind of really new. I mean, the first big difference is there that the Germans are more used to this new dipping activity. So you can really tell the difference with people, okay, having their bathing clothing with them.
You're going nude inside of the Schlachtensee.
Some people do, but the majority wears bathing clothes. There's also kind of really cool aspect about Berlin between West and East, because all these FKK nude dipping is formerly known as the East way of doing something. And there you can really tell the difference between the former East and West, because on our location in the East at Altstrahlo, you see more people skinny dipping than in the West, but it's really up to everyone. So, but this is kind of like first difference that people are just shocked. Okay, people just go into the water in public with no clothes on, but they don't really understand afterwards why are people are doing this, because it's just part of the culture. And this is one of the first differences between the internationals and the local Germans.
But in general, I believe that what you do, it's an amazing way to bond, to integrate, because you're doing an activity without really needing to talk. But afterwards, it's something so exciting, I would say, that once they come out, they kind of feel a certain amount of camaraderie, like a feeling of belonging.
Yes, sure. So you have this kind of community feeling in every kind of way. It just even start how we begin our events. So what people who never done ice dipping before. So here's just a short procedure of what we are doing here. So first of all, we just start greeting everyone, just say hello to everybody. And then we ask first, are there any newbies with us? So we just explain what we're doing in a matter of seconds. And we just start with the first part of our activity. That's the breathing method. So we follow the Wim Hof breathing method. Wim Hof, the popular extreme sport athlete from the Netherlands. And he just promoted the breathing technique, which got inspired by monks in the mountains. And it just consists of controlled hyperventilation. So we just start together by breathing together 30 times in and out. And with the 30th exhalation, we hold our breath for 1 minute. And after the 1 minute, we breathe again, hold our breath. And we do this two more times together. So why we are doing this? First of all, this has a pretty good mental sharpness there. So the bonding itself, you have 30, 50 or 70 people just being together. And it's a way good way to relieve stress from your body. So whenever you feel kind of like, because when people come there for the first time, they just feel like a little bit anxious. They don't know what's happening there. And by doing the breathing, they know, okay, the body cools down a little bit, is in a more relaxing state, and you really lose the anxiety of what's coming next, and that is the cold water. So even though there, of course, there are some other health benefits there, so due to the hyperventilation, our oxygen level increases first, and our CO2 levels decreases, and then with the breath holding phase, we hold our breath, and this can trigger other physiological stress adaptations, and just improves our CO2 tolerance as well as our general stress tolerance. And after that, we just undress ourselves in bathing clothing or not, and then we go in together with a big scream and release all the last stress we had in our body and just go into the water.
In our last part of the interview, we are already thinking about being there with you at the Schlachtensee, because you do this every Saturday at Schlachtensee, right?
Right. So people have to understand that we are doing the free dips at 10 a.m. every Saturday simultaneously. So do you really have to decide to which spot you have to go to? So of course, I always recommend to go to my set because it's the most beautiful one. Yeah, there you can really decide there, but you can also try out the other spots there. We also have a fourth group right now, which visits the spots and lakes in Brandenburg, northeast from Berlin there. So if something wants to have something more fancier, so I would recommend going there. And basically, yeah, and this is like Saturday, 10 a.m., our same. So you can really build up a routine. So you do this in a group, and this makes it way more fun than just doing it on your own, which I don't really recommend as a beginner. This is, of course, the big difference there. And at the end, the social aspect is really coming in the focus there. Because when you're doing it as a group, it just makes more fun. You can push yourself, your boundaries much more, way much more better. It's just, even though a big difference when I do this on my own, I can last much longer in the water. And you can, even if you don't want to talk, if you talk to to the guys next to you in the water, you can just can chat, and just the time just flies there. And you say, okay, oh, just 5 minutes are already over. So it's really fascinating every time how much we can expand our boundaries there, and then we can see how much our body can actually endure. And just it is just our mind which limits us every time. And this is like the metaphor for our daily life.
It sounds really amazing. I will join this weekend. I'm not sure if I'm going to go inside of the Schlachtensee yet, but let's see. I'm a Latina. I need a little bit of warmth in my life, not the opposite of it. But well, I'm living in Berlin. And so therefore, we invite everybody outside who's listening to us to come and join Ice Dippers. To experience something very different and to prove yourself that you can actually go beyond your limits. Philip, thank you so much for being here today. And I'm more than happy and excited to be there with you on Saturday. And let's see how that works out for me. It is Saturday, a little bit before 11, and it's very foggy. It's a very cold day, and we're in Schlachtensee, and I just went in. Hi, Philip.
Hi.
So, today, what happened today? How many people did arrived? How was it?
So, today we really had a lovely dip today. We were 43 dippers together in the water, which is, I think, for this season, a new record there. So even though when we hopefully get the ice in the next 2 weeks, then we will be even more or even double the number. And I was really surprised that so many people came today because it was really cold today. And maybe a lot of people maybe have right now lying in bed right now having the flu. But I'm pretty surprised that ice dipping really promotes the health benefits of boosting our immune system.
How do you feel after you go in? Because at this moment, I'm already in my boots and my dog is looking at me like, what are you doing? And Philip still has his toes in the water.
Yeah, so personally, I'm not the person who stays in the water that long. I really prefer enjoying the afterburn effect, staying in my bathing shorts or in my bathing shoes there, because this is how I really enjoy the cold there. I really enjoy the cold in a controlled way. That's why I feel really energized after that, because the kind of community thing is really what really boosts my mind. If I would really go on my own, I just will go quick in and then just run out, get dressed, and then we'll go home. And now I really like to enjoy that I'm staying around a little bit at the lake, having a chat with the people there, just a little bit socializing.
You told me that you're actually a Berliner and that you learn how to swim in this lake. It is not that often to meet real Berliners.
Yes, it's absolutely true. I consider myself the last one of my species because many of the local Berliners unfortunately left Berlin there, but if I have to be the only one to keep the flag high of original Berliners, then I'm pretty proud to do that task.
But the people that came today, they were all from, most of them were Germans, right?
Yeah, the majority at Schlachtensee are Germans there, but we also, it depends from time to time, we also have a quite international community there. And but that's what I really enjoy. So you really have here the clash of the nationalities or social or age groups there. So it's a pretty good bunch of mix of people there, and it's just so great. So in even over the years, so many friendships has formed there. People went going on vacations together, and they told me afterwards, so without you, we wouldn't do this together. So it really makes me proud to put this project forward there and just give so much joy and energy to the people.
This was definitely a great experience. We're currently live here. As you hear, there are people who already went in and are having a hot chocolate, or they brought snacks with them. A couple of dogs are also here, which is great. It is a very nice community. I came out of the water and people actually helped me clap, which I was so proud of. So it's really a great project. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you much for joining us.
So join Ice Dippers. We will share the location and all the information in our show notes. We're going to have a quick chat because, of course, we're all a little bit cold as the adrenaline goes down. But we're here with...
Alan.
And...
Rachel.
Where are you from?
We're from England, but we live in Berlin. We've been living in Berlin for 3 years. And we first read about this on our first winter. And we'd been planning to go swimming all the way through the year. And we saw this group and I thought, yes, we'll give that a try. And that was a December in 21. So we came and it was a smaller group than it is today.
Perhaps 6 people the first time we came.
And that's Winter Philip that you were talking to earlier, came down with waders and a mallet and a hatchet. And he broke the ice for us heroically.
I think, was that in January, February?
Yes.
But yeah, the ice was must have been 5 centimetres thick. It was really cold.
We cleared us a little pool to sit in. So we a little walkway to go out and we had to crouch down underneath the ice. We all stayed in for about 3 minutes. And that felt heroic. But it took him half an hour to break the ice for 3 minutes in the water.
But the swans were really happy because they obviously could get into the water through the hole.
Oh, of course.
The whole lake was frozen that day.
So when you came to Germany, did you already know how to speak German?
I studied German at school, but I didn't pass my O-level. It's been a struggle. I'm an older person, and any new words just go in one ear and out the other.
And
Rachel is much better than me.
Rachel is speaking amazingly good German.
That's because I studied it at school, and then I also did an English and related literature degree, and some of the related literature was German. So when I was a student, which was a long time ago, I read I read Kafka and I read Thomas Mann and I read Brecht. And since then, I have done no German at all till I moved here. So I've done a significant amount of forgetting. And strangely, the vocabulary of Buddenbrooks is not terribly helpful for current day Berlin.
No, definitely not. But how has Ice Dippers make you feel regarding being part of the community?
We've met some lovely people here, and occasionally we've taken a poor shivering person back and fed them a big solid meal to get them
so lovely.
Well, we like hosting people for dinner, which is not a German thing.
It is not a German
no.
thing.
So we take people home and we feed them a meal.
But yeah, sitting around chatting, having hot drinks together and sharing them with people who feel cold, or having people offer us ginger shots. It's a really nice community. And coming out of a water and everybody is freezing and feeling amazing. It's a wonderful community thing. Also, the fact that Philip collects money for the winter cold sleepers, I think that helps. We feel that we're doing a bit for the wider Berlin as well.
Why did you decide to come to Berlin?
So yeah, it was post-COVID. It was my daughter was thinking of doing her master's in Berlin, and we had to move somewhere because my youngest stepson wasn't going to move out of the house. We had to move.
How has been Berlin treating you?
I love Berlin, but I found it very hard to make friends here. I think because there's a highly mobile international community and the Berliners are much more keeping themselves to themselves, I'd say.
Has Ice Dippers helped there to make a little bit more of a human connection?
Yes. The people that we knew the first year aren't coming anymore, and we only... only in contact with one of them, but she's doing many other things anyway, so...
But yes, it has helped a bit. It has helped. I mean, it certainly made Saturday mornings very friendly.
Thank you so much. I think we're already freezing a little bit and we need to keep moving. Thank you so much.
Lovely.
Plus 49. Ask a German.
My name is Jen and I'm from Guatemala and I've been living in Germany for 12 years. And when I moved here, I had this image that Germans are always on time. So I would like to ask you, Yvonne, as a German, are you guys always on time or are there any exceptions?
My straightforward answer is no, absolutely not. I think this is one of the beautiful romanticized images that the German marketing team has portrayed very well to the world, that we are always on time. I would say the majority of times we are, so that's where it comes from, I guess, but definitely not always. If you really bluntly say always, no, absolutely not. But I would say the difference being, especially to your culture that you've described from Guatemala, is that we are usually never late in terms of 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, right? So usually, let's say, I can just give the example from last weekend. We had a breakfast brunch. We invited a couple of friends, well, two couples, and we said 10:30. And at 10:10, so 20 minutes before the meeting time, we got the first WhatsApp from a German friend saying ETA is 10:35. Sorry, they'll be late 5 minutes. And in that moment, for me, that is no longer being late. That is actually being on time because you communicated. And 10 minutes before the meeting time, the other couple wrote, which is half German, half from the US, we'll be 5 minutes late. Sorry about that. See you soon. So what we do is the moment we will be late, and late in this moment is literally 2 to 3 minutes, we communicate that beforehand so that the other person waiting, whether that be a German or not, knows it and doesn't feel like someone is wasting their time.
Yeah, that is so true. And I would say even more when you are on time, you're not on the spot time. Usually you arrive 5 minutes before.
Correct.
Because 5 Minuten vor der Zeit
ist des deutschen Pünktlichkeit.
Exactly. So I would agree. From my experience as well, I would say the big difference is that you communicate when you're late. You're aware that the meeting time is at whatever time it is. And you communicate if you're going to be even 1 to 2 minutes late.
Yeah, true.
And that is a wrap up for today's episode here on Plus 49. Thank you so much for being part of our community. And thank you, of course, to Philipp Brüger for sharing with us his journey and his ice dippers. Thank you, Marlene Baja. She's our producer. We always appreciate her work very, very much. And of course, if you have any suggestions, recommendations, or whatever you want to share with us, just send us an email and follow us on our social media as well in our newsletters. My name is Irida Arteaga y hasta la próxima.